This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the January 20th, 2012 podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. I'm Natalie Pinchem. I will be reading a summary of some of the articles published by the JNS today. Topics covered in this podcast are vascular disorders, oncology, diagnostic and operative techniques, the skull base, and vestibular schwannoma. Long-term outcome of endovascular reconstruction with the pipeline embolization device in the management of unruptured dissecting aneurysms of the intracranial vertebral artery. A clinical article by Tsi Wei Jung and colleagues. Reconstructive technique using a flow-diverting device, the pipeline embolization device, is an attractive alternative for the definitive treatment of dissecting aneurysms of the vertebral artery. It has demonstrated favorable results in recent studies. It marks an important advance in the development of endovascular remodeling strategies for aneurysm treatment. However, its long-term patency and thromboembolic risk remain to be determined, and there were mixed results in multiple case reports or series in the earlier experience. The authors present their initial experience with use of the pipeline embolization device in the treatment of unruptured dissecting aneurysms of the vertebral artery. They show excellent and favorable long-term clinical and follow-up angiographic results with the ability to maintain patency in the parent artery and eloquent side branches. Myxoid meningioma, a rare metaplastic meningioma variant in a patient presenting with intratumoral hemorrhage. A case report by Khaled Krisht and co-authors. Intratumoral hemorrhage in meningioma is an atypical and rare feature. Certain histopathological types, such as the fibrous type, as well as the more aggressive anaplastic and angioplastic types, have a greater propensity for hemorrhage and may therefore rarely present as such. The authors describe the case of an unusual left middle fossa extraaxial myxoid meningioma with intratumoral hemorrhage in a 50-year-old woman. This case report emphasizes the important histological characteristics and observations essential for making a precise diagnosis. The authors highlight the chance occurrence of intratumoral hemorrhage in more histologically benign grade 1 meningiomas. To the authors' knowledge, this is the 7th reported case of a myxoid meningioma in the literature, and the 6th case in an adult. But it is the first reported instance of myxoid meningioma in a patient presenting with intratumoral hemorrhage. The paramedian supracerebellar transtentorial approach to the entire length of the mediobasal temporal region. An anatomical and clinical study. A laboratory investigation by Ugur Tur and co-workers. The exploration of lesions in the mediobasal temporal region has challenged generations of neurosurgeons to achieve an appropriate approach. To address this challenge, the extensive use of the paramedian supracerebellar transtentorial approach to expose the entire length of the mediobasal temporal region was investigated. The authors then used the paramedian supracerebellar transtentorial approach in semi-sitting position in 15 patients with various lesions, including mediobasal temporal region tumors, cavernous malformations, and intractable mediobasal temporal epilepsy with hippocampal sclerosis. In all patients with neuroepithelial tumors or cavernous malformations, the lesions were completely and safely resected in one session without damaging neighboring neural or vascular structures. In all patients with intractable mediobasal temporal epilepsy with hippocampal sclerosis, the anterior two-thirds of the parahippocampal gyrus and hippocampus, as well as the amygdala, were removed selectively. In all patients, anti-epileptic medication could be decreased to one drug at lower doses. No seizure activity has occurred until this point. The paramedian supracerebellar transtentorial approach is a novel technique, especially for removing tumors involving the entire mediobasal temporal region in one session, without damaging neighboring neural or vascular structures. This approach can also be a viable alternative for selective removal of the parahippocampal gyrus, hippocampus, and amygdala in patients with mediobasal temporal epilepsy due to hippocampal sclerosis. Growth of untreated vestibular schwannoma, a prospective study. A clinical article by Hobin Varughese and colleagues. The growth dynamics of vestibular schwannomas are a controversial issue. There is no consensus on how the growth rate of these tumors should be described. One can find growth rates reported in terms of millimeters per year, volume doubling times, and so forth. One of the main questions of interest in this prospective study was which reporting method is best suited to describe the natural history of these tumors. The majority of vestibular schwannomas in Norway are referred to the author's tertiary care center, and the smallest tumors among these are treated using a wait and scan approach. 178 conservatively treated patients were included in this study protocol. Patients were followed up using MRI-based volume estimates and a range of clinical parameters. The authors found volume doubling time to be the most correct way to describe vestibular schwannoma growth. They found that a cutoff value of 5.2 years could best distinguish between growing and non-growing tumors. None of the investigated baseline parameters were usable as predictors of growth. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.